Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review their favorite book on the air. Our first reviewer comes to us from Portland.
My family says I will read anything. Let anything in print pass before her eyes and she'll read it, they say. And if she likes it, she'll read it aloud to you. They roll their eyes and sigh, whether you want to hear it or not. It's just as well one of my actual jobs is sharing books with preschoolers. A tough audience at times, but one that's definitely in favor of read-aloud as an art form. Here are my current top three titles. Go Away, Big Green Monster by Ed Emberley, with its layers of stencil-like pages, allows a child to make a monster appear and disappear at will. The last line sets you up. And don't come back until I say so. Believe me, kids invite the monster back every time. Another title for emerging kid power is Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus by Mo Willems. The aforementioned bird may be the simplest of cartoon creations, but he dreams of bus-driving glory. As soon as the real driver leaves the listener in charge, Pigeon is on the spot. Hey, can I drive the bus? Young listeners firmly just say no, while grown-up readers in the form of Pigeon get to beg, wheedle, and whine. Read it again? Absolutely. Lest you think only rowdy, slightly irreverent books have this kind of magic for today's kids, let me tell you about On Christmas Eve by Margaret Wise Brown. The plot? Children creep out of bed to peek at the Christmas tree. The first edition I read from was illustrated in strangely abstract and non-holiday yellow, orange, brown, and black. A later edition was made with full color and detailed pictures. No matter, the effect is the same. The words evoke sounds, sights, smells, and the atmosphere of a still, mysterious night. Every time I read this book to a group of preschoolers, they grow uncharacteristically quiet. Now that's magic. I'm Cindy Streetlemeyer for BookSpeak.
Next, we hear from a first grader from Muncie.
The name of my favorite book is Junie B. First Grader Aloha Ha, written by Barbara Park and illustrated by Denise Brunkus. There are many Junie B. Jones books, but this particular book is my favorite because it's the only one where she travels to an island. Junie B. is a girl, a very funny girl. She's very funny because she tries to do the right thing, but it always turns out crazy. My favorite part of the book is when Junie B. goes snorkeling. I looked at the beautiful fish some more. I smiled and smiled inside my head. It was just like being in a fish zoo, only just then a little bit of trouble happened, and it's called I spotted a stick behind a rock, then a gulp. The stick started to move, then a gasp. Oh no, the stick swam away, 'cause it wasn't even a stick. That's why it wasn't an eel. An eel, I spotted an eel. I screamed, 911, 911, eel spotting, help, 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 help. Junie B's class gave her a photo book and camera to take pictures of Hawaii when Junie B and her family go on a tour bus with old people. She meets a man named Don. Her family goes on a nature walk with Don. On the walk, a bird gets stuck in Junie B's hair. Don becomes her new best friend because he gets the bird out of her hair. Junie B takes a picture of this and calls it Bye Bye Birdie. You should read this book or any of the Junie B books because they're very, very funny for the whole family. This is Lily Philwalk for BookSpeak.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Just visit our website, bsu.edu/IPR, for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided in part by a grant from the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County and the Newcastle Henry County Community Foundation. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak. I'm Marcus Jackman.